Welcome to the VK7 Regional News for the 21st of January 2018. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7WI and read today by Idris VK7ZIR. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3.57 MHz by Peter VK7TPE. On 7.14 MHz by Gary VK7JGD. On 14.13 MHz by Ross VK7ALH and on 28.525 MHz by Tony VK7VKT. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Northwest News. Northwest Tasmania Radio and TV Group, the NWTR and TVG. The things we do to stay on air. 6 weeks ago, Jim VK7JH had throat surgery and a side effect was loss of voice. The best he can manage is a whisper, and even that is unreliable. What to do? He already had software and an interface to play the weekly news broadcasts, and a quick check on the Pure Basic forum gave a method of controlling the Microsoft text-to-speech engine. It didn't take long before the two systems were joined together and text to radio was born. If you are on the Northwest repeaters and hear a strange voice, we haven't been invaded by aliens. It's VK7JH's new and temporary, hopefully temporary, voice at work. The main handicap is Jim's typing speed. Expect long delays between overs. It is also common for the Microsoft system to revert to spelling words. Even words it said correctly a minute ago will get the spelling treatment next time. Microsoft also has a strange idea of what an Australian voice sounds like. Definitely private school. And that's thanks to Jim BK7JH for this item. Meeting notice. The next meeting of the NWTR and TVD is scheduled for Saturday, February the 3rd, 2018. This will be the club's AGM, followed by the bi-monthly general meeting. Venue will be at the Lions Club facility, showground, Flora Street, West Ulverston. All executive positions will fall vacant at the AGM, so it is suggested members give this some serious consideration and maybe consider themselves or alternatively nominate a club friend for one of the five positions. The appropriate nomination form for executive has been emailed or posted to all members. Membership subscriptions now due. Members are also advised that membership subscriptions for 2018 are now due as of the 1st of January 2018. The appropriate reminder has been forwarded by email or posted to all members recently, including the renewal form for 2018. Members are asked to return the renewal form along with the appropriate payment to the club membership officer at their earliest convenience. Thank you to those members who have now renewed their membership for 2018. And 73 until next time from Tony VK7AX, News Officer for the NWTR and TVG. Northern News. Summits on the Air, SOTA. A discussion and action group interested in promoting and activating Tasmanian summits meets regularly at Launceston's Glebe Gardens Cafe. Summits on the Air is an amateur radio operating award program launched in Great Britain in 2002, which is now known worldwide. SOTA's aim is to encourage licensed amateur radio operators to operate temporarily from mountainous locations, combining hiking and mountain climbing with operating their amateur radio station from the summits of hills and mountains. Those who set up a station on a summit are known as activators, and those who contact or work activators on summits are known as chasers. Points are awarded to the activator for activating a summit, and also to each of the chasers working the activator. The higher the mountain is, the more points the activator and each chaser receive. If you're interested in this aspect of amateur radio and would like to become involved, the group meets informally at the Glebe Gardens, 166 Henry Street, Launceston, between 10:30 till 12 o'clock Mondays and Fridays. Even if you are not able to participate as an activator, come along and have a coffee and a chat. put forward your ideas and possible locations. This group has activated peaks in many Tasmanian and Bass Strait locations. Join us and become familiar with this different facet of our hobby. And that's from Peter, VK7PL, and Al, VK7AN. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, NTARC, January Barbecue Meeting Roundup. Last Saturday, the 13th of January, saw us hold our last meeting prior to the AGM. Despite some trepidation that the summer holiday peak might serve to reduce attendance, the barbecue commenced at noon with 23 hungry diners, quite a good crowd actually. The two chefs, Idris VK7ZIR and Andre VK7ZAB, therefore had their work cut out for them, particularly since the third member of our infamous trio, Alvin VK7ADQ, is now well into his extended mainland caravan safari. In truth, there isn't much for me to say on the meeting itself, as will soon be obvious, so perhaps listeners will forgive me if I touch on the catering logistics for an NTARC barbecue these days. On this occasion, between Idris and Andre, they cooked up a total of 20 Rouen bacon patties, 2 kilos of sausages, 1 kilo of bacon, and 1 kilo of lamb chops. These were accompanied by onions, not Alvin's fiery sauce though. Not sure that Alvin passed the recipe on, but I know he reads the text edition of the broadcast, so if not, please send it Alvin. Eggs cooked in capsicum rings and zucchini, all accompanied by garlic bread and many bowls of a variety of salads. The meeting commenced at 1400 hours, that's 2 p.m, with a total of 30 attendees, of which 26 were financial voting members and 4 visitors. We must mention that 2 of the visitors were Ori, VK3NRG, and his XYL Lisa, VK3FNET, on a visit to family members on the northwest coast. Earlier in the day, Ori gave pianola a good workout, very pleasing to listen to and to the amazement of us all, without having to feed a single roll into the machine and without a musical score for any of the many, many numbers he played from memory. Quite a talent. You are welcome back any time, Ori and Lisa. Back to the meeting proper. The agenda was quickly worked through, so quickly in fact that it was all done and dusted and the meeting closed at 1425 hours. I think that maybe is a record for us. Members then moved into the other hall where Hayden, VK7HH, gave his presentation on voting and simulcasting repeaters using VK-Link, which was very informative and very well received by the attendees. Hayden did an excellent job of getting his audience up to speed on this methodology, giving rise to considerable discussion amongst members and visitors alike. We quickly came to appreciate that the system centred upon NTARC's VK7RTC 70cm repeater on Mount Wellington, which is the only one in VK currently offering both voting and simulcasting using VK-Link, and members were quick to appreciate the potential of this technology to fill in remaining dead spots on our repeater coverage of VK7. Eventually, with the afternoon rapidly advancing, President Idris had to call a halt to the session in order to ensure that some time remained to fit in afternoon tea. Our grateful thanks go to Hayden for travelling north and making this very valuable presentation. Of course, no NTARC barbecue event can be complete without afternoon tea, and the offerings on the table for this event certainly lived up to their normal standards. Thanks to Roz, Lorraine, Liz, Lynn, VK-FLYN, Visitor Lisa, VK-3-FNET, and Yvonne, VK-7-FYMX, for providing the accompanying salads and cakes for all to enjoy. Without these donations of baking goodies, barbecue meetings would be rather dull. The minutes of the meeting will be typed up in coming days and loaded onto the NTARC Yahoo site. If you are an NTARC member and not a member of that site, but would like a copy of the minutes, then please contact the secretary@ntarc.net to request a copy. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Repeater news. Last Saturday also saw our Northern Repeater Officer Tony, VK7YBG, and Mount Arthur Project Direct Manager David, VK7JD, scale the hill to carry out some repairs. I'll let Tony fill you in. And he writes, "The trip to Mount Arthur was a good one. We diagnosed the repeater as having the same fault as last time, so it was removed for repair and upgrade to stop the fault occurring again. The Yaesu DR1X was put into service at 20 watts for now. All tested okay. What I didn't notice was that I'd forgotten to set the half-second tail. David worked on the fusion system, and after diagnosing a failed antenna system, he rerouted the transmitter to another antenna. We left the site thinking all was well. Once back at my home QTH, I noticed that the lack of a tail on the repeater transmissions was causing problems. Operators couldn't tell whether they were getting into the repeater. Shortly after, it was noticed that the DMR repeater wasn't responding. So on Monday, David went up the mountain again, rebooted the DMR repeater, reprogrammed the RAA 2-metre repeater for a half-second tail, and all is good again. There are still a few minor issues to be sorted using the DR1X as RAA 2-metres, but these will be addressed once the controller has been fitted to the repeater. Thanks go to David for all his work keeping things running smoothly and for his extra trip up Mount Arthur. It's appreciated by all. It's regards from Tony Eagling, VK7YBG, NTARC Northern Repeater Officer. On behalf of the NTARC committee, members and other users of this repeater, we thank David and Tony for all their hard work and continuous support. We also all should perhaps remember that both are volunteers, as indeed our Southern Repeater team, and also hold down full-time jobs. So if the repeater or repeaters take a bit longer to repair, please bear with us. Hopefully, as our new replacement and maintenance strategy is implemented, such outages will become more infrequent and maintenance action quicker to be brought into play. That said, however, there can be no getting away from the fact that all of these sites are remote and take some effort and time to reach. 2018 membership fees. Just a friendly reminder to those that haven't as yet renewed their 2018 membership. Your membership for 2017 expired on the 31st of December, and your name now appears on the membership register as an unfinancial member. It will remain as such on that register until renewed or until 30th of June, when your name must be removed if your annual subscription remains unpaid at that date. In the interim, a reminder that NTARC's 2018 membership fees are $30 for a full voting member and $5 additional for each family member that the voting member wishes to add to his or her primary membership. As all listeners must be aware, the replacement of ageing legacy equipment, along with the ongoing care and maintenance of our repeater systems, does not come cheap. For you to be able to continue to enjoy this aspect of your hobby, and for NTARC to continue to provide this great network, we need your support. If you are not a member of NTARC, please consider joining. If you have been a member in the past but have let that membership lapse for any reason, please consider rejoining. In either case, an application form can be found on our website, or why not pop into the club rooms on a Monday or Friday during coffee hours and collect an application. You will be made most welcome. If club membership is not your cup of tea, we fully understand. In these circumstances, perhaps you might care to make a direct donation to our repeater fund rather than pay a yearly subscription. If so, we would be happy to receive your contribution either in person at a club meeting or coffee morning or by post to a P.O. Box 275, Launceston 7250. Any donation will gladly be accepted. All donations will be officially receipted and noted accordingly against the repeater project. WIA 2018 call book. Thank you to all those who have paid for and collected their call book. A number of other members and amateurs from further afield have contacted us looking for a call book, so we intend to place another order. If you missed out on our first order, please contact our treasurer, Andre, at treasurer@ntarc.net so that he may add your name to the list. This year, due solely to the increased cost to NTARC, the price payable is $35. Coming events, Annual General Meeting. The Annual General Meeting of NTARC will take place on Wednesday the 14th of February 2018 at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochely Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochely, commencing at 7:30 p.m. Business at the AGM will consist of confirmation of the minutes of the 2017 AGM, then reception and consideration of reports from the committee, including the Treasurer's Report and reports from our various managers and coordinators. This will be followed by the election of office bearers and committee person for 2018. The meeting will then consider any item of special business for which the requisite notice has been received by the closing date. All current office holders and committee positions fall vacant at the AGM. Nominations for each office bearer and the committee member are invited and should be made in writing to the secretary, along with the signatures of the nominator, seconder, and that of the member nominated. Appointments will also be required to the positions of internal auditor and public officer. Please note that for your convenience, there is a nomination form available on the NTARC website, and forms can also be found at the club room. Please ensure that the completed nomination form is returned to the secretary by close of business on the 8th of February 2018 at the following address: the secretary, NTARC Inc., PO Box 275, Launceston, Tasmania 7250. Members are again reminded that they will need to have paid their 2018 renewal subscription before the meeting commences at 7:30 p.m. to be able to vote at the annual general meeting. Similarly, they will need to have paid their 2018 subscription before they can be nominated or nominate or second somebody for office, as only financial members can exercise those privileges. The AGM will be followed by the February general meeting. Coffee mornings. A reminder that our twice weekly coffee sessions are held every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10 a.m. and running through till about noon or longer if members want to linger longer. Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales and generally good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. At the moment, we have no cards awaiting collection. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the efforts that go into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two, or even a small banknote, in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. Now, this coming Friday is the 26th of January and therefore Australia Day, a public holiday. Nevertheless, NTARC will be open. The morning tea will be the good old Aussie favourite Lamingtons, a traditional Australia Day delight. So please note your diary or calendar and join us. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email the secretary at ntarc.net. As always, I look forward to seeing you at Rochalie. And that's 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary, NTARC Inc. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Regional News Broadcast. Southern News, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania Inc., REAST, Annual General Meeting, save the date. The REAST AGM and barbecue will be held in the Queen's Domain Clubrooms on February the 18th, 2018, from 11 a.m. and will be followed by a BYO barbecue lunch. See you there. 2018 subscriptions due. 3 weeks into 2018 and your membership has expired. Subscriptions remain at $35 for the year and is great value for money, helping the club pay for with running costs and to bring members and new benefits and activities. Things purchased with your funds this year include a new first aid kit, new chairs for the club rooms, a new club repeater, and as always, repeater licensing. You can now accept payments via credit card. Either pay online or if you wish to pay at the club rooms, we now have a credit card reader machine. Accepting all major cards, please find the secretary or treasurer at the club rooms who will gladly assist in membership renewal. Alternatively, you can only pay via credit card online at the REAST website. For any membership renewal queries, please contact Scott by email at secretary@reast.asn.au. That's 73 from Ben, VK7BEN, the REAST president. Experimenters night. The experimenters just keep, well, experimenting. Hi, hi. Another great night last Wednesday night with Rex VK7MO bringing along his latest iteration of his portable Azel mount that is now sporting a stepper motor and worm gear drive for the elevation control. We look forward to seeing the automated drive and direction finding, Rex. Thanks. Martin VK7MA brought along an interesting switch mode PSU unit capable of 350 watts in a small footprint, and they tested it under load. Thanks, Martin. Justin VK7TW showed the recently compiled digital speech decoder software on Ubuntu using GQRX SDR software and an RTL SDR receiver to demonstrate the decoding of DMR, amongst other modes. Martin VK7MA helped Justin with his configuration of his recently purchased TYT MD380 DMR handheld. Justin was so close, but there was no audio, and he couldn't work out what was happening. Some key configuration items were completed, and voila, it was working a treat. Martin explained the groups, talk groups, scan groups, etc., and the technical fog has started to clear. Hi. Thanks to Martin. There are also lots of great discussion about amateur radio, radio control, and many other topics throughout the night. Reminder that this Wednesday night is an experimenter's night, and we will be continuing with digital mode, satellite hunting, if there are some passes, and experimenting. So if you are interested in some amateur radio experimentation, playing radios, or just have a coffee and a chat, we would love to see you. From 7:30 p.m. Wednesday night, see you there. Keep an eye on the Reist Taz Facebook page events for details. That's 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Technology news. Intelligent transport boosted by the ACMA. ACMA has introduced new regulations that will support intelligent transport systems, ITS. These regulations will allow Australian road traffic authorities to roll out ITS enabling vehicle-to-vehicle, vehicle-to-person, or vehicle-to-infrastructure communications. Following industry consultation, ACMA has introduced the Radio Communications Intelligent Transport Systems Class Licence 2017, which will support the use of complying wireless technologies and devices. ITS are expected to make roads smarter, safer and cleaner through the use of communications technologies, said ACMA Acting Chair James Cameron. The new class license will facilitate the rollout of the latest transportation communications technology, putting Australia on par with other nations adopting ITS. The regulations allow the 5.9 GHz band to be used for ITS in Australia and are consistent with the ITS arrangements in major vehicle markets such as the United States and the European Union. Harmonising Australia's ITS arrangements with wider global developments means Australian motorists are more likely to enjoy the benefits of connected vehicles as they become available. And that's sourced from the Critical Comms web eZine. And technology news, Satellite Mission Control Centre for Adelaide. Adelaide-based nano satellite company Fleet Space Technologies has secured a Future Jobs Fund grant to construct a new Mission Control Centre in the South Australian capital. The Mission Control South Australia project will create 17 ongoing jobs in IT and advanced manufacturing, more than doubling Fleet Space's current staff members. 5 additional jobs will be created during construction. The $500,000 Future Jobs Fund grant will be matched by a $500,000 investment in the facility from Fleet Space Technologies, with new positions created to include mission operators, network operator specialists, and technical support staff. The Future Jobs Fund grant means the company can construct and run a mission control centre in Adelaide using local in-house employees and staff the centre 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Fleet Space Technologies is currently engaged in multiple projects across the globe. The first of Fleet's planned constellation of 100 nanosatellites is set to be launched this year. While we have global ambitions, it is important for us that we continue to contribute to our local economy as we scale. This grant enables us to create technical jobs that will grow the space industry here in Adelaide, said Fleet Space Technologies CEO Flavia Tata Nardini. South Australia is extremely well positioned to take advantage of the opportunities that a space industry will bring, and thanks to ongoing support from the state government, we look set to do so. This Future Jobs Fund grant means that instead of outsourcing mission control services overseas, these highly skilled jobs can be created here in Adelaide, added South Australia's Treasurer Tom Kusantonis. This is a fantastic project that will strengthen South Australia's burgeoning space industry and attract the best and brightest to our state. And that was sourced from the Critical Comms Web e-zine. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA Group, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. in club rooms at Arthur Street, Rochalie, Launceston. REAST, Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon, then the Experimenters Night from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain club rooms in Hobart. REAST, 23cm CUSO party, following after this Sunday broadcast on 1296.1 MHz FM, then moves to 1296.2 MHz JT65 in the Greater Hobart area. Events: NWTR and TVG, February the 3rd, 2018, AGM followed by bi-monthly general meeting at the Lions Club facility, Showground, Flora Street, West Ulverston. Wyson South, February the 9th and 10th, 2018, Endurance Ride, Dalmeny Park, Oatlands, Southern Tasmanian Endurance Riders. Preparation on Friday, ride start early Saturday. NTARC, February the 14th, 2018, Annual General Meeting, Wednesday the 14th of February, in the club rooms at Archer Street, Rochalie, Launceston, from 19:30 or 7:30 p.m. REAST, February the 18th, 2018, Annual General Meeting and BYO Barbecue, Queen's Domain Club Rooms, Hobart, from 11 a.m. If you are interested in becoming an amateur radio operator or upgrading your licence, then we suggest you contact your local club for details and or take a look at what the Radio and Electronics School has to offer. They have a range of courses that can be delivered through a variety of methods. They can be found at www.res.net.au. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VK7FB, Repeaters, REAST, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres, any takers? 40 metres, VK7TPE. 20 metres, VK7JGD. 10 metres, VK7VKT. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 regional news broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 regional news at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to the VK7 regional news and broadcast coordinator, Justin, VK7TW, at vk7tw@wia.org.au. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Regional News Yahoo group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call sign during the callback. From the VK7 Regional News, it is good morning from Idris, VK7ZIR.